Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Cubs find themselves in the unfamiliar position of being in contention for a postseason slot. The Cubs have the third best record in the NL. That's good enough for the second wild card spot. Cubs VP Theo Epstein says the Cubs have to grab their chance at making a run.
You can't take any opportunity to win for granted. You have to seize the moment. At the same time, I think we're cognizant of the fact that one of the primary reasons why we have a team that's in contention right now is because a healthy organization has been built, and so you want to maintain that. You know, I think that's one of the things that's made us good this year, and I think it's going to continue to make us good for years to come if we maintain a really healthy organization.
Cubs will try to take two in a row from the Dodgers tonight when Jason Hammel heads to the hill to take on Zach Greinke at 7:10. Greinke's ERA so far this season, just 1.81. White Sox, meanwhile, send Jeff Samardzija to the mound tonight. They're just hoping not to make his job harder. After 69 games, the White Sox are dead last in the major leagues in defense. The Twins' Mike Pelfrey will oppose Samardzija. Chris Ronji has pregame tonight at 6:35. The NHL salary cap has been set at $71.4 million for the 2015-2016 season. It's no secret that the Blackhawks will have to make some tough choices in order to come in under the cap, but Hawks radio analyst Troy Murray says the cap moves will be nothing like the purge in 2010.
In 2010, the team was cut in half, basically. I think 10 guys left that year. Same thing in 13. You lose some key pieces. This year's going to be a little bit different because you're going to lose a significant member of the core group of guys just because of the salary cap restrictions that they have right now in the organization.
In football, Tom Brady's appeal of his four-game suspension for Deflategate is being heard at this hour at NFL headquarters on Park Avenue. Commissioner Roger Goodell is presiding over that hearing. No word on whether or not a ruling is expected today. And back to baseball. Yesterday, a federal judge in Miami dismissed the lawsuit that blamed the Dodgers outfielder Yasiel Puig for the alleged imprisonment and torture of a Cuban man in a human trafficking case. Puig has repeatedly denied the allegations against him. The plaintiff in that case missed several court deadlines and did not appear to prosecute his claim. The scoreboard update is brought to you by the BMW Championship at Conway Farms Golf Club in Lake Forest. Visit BMWChampionship.com. And tune in to Joe Madden every Tuesday at noon with Spiegel and Goff, brought to you by Sam Adams for the love of beer. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Twins on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by PackyWeb Ford. Visit PackyWebFord.com today.
Fours and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Overrun by ants. I figured I would take the fight to them before they got in, because I saw there were a bunch of ant colonies outside. So I'm like, all right, you know what? All right, let's go. Let's go. Let's get at this.
In case you haven't noticed, we ants are running the show. We're the lords of the earth.
Hey, don't talk to me about earth, okay? Because I just spent all day hauling it around.
So I started spraying and digging and taking the hose, and everything was fine. It's quiet. No ant movement, right? And then I saw a little bit. I saw another little hole. This is like Starship Troopers. They keep coming. They don't stop.
What is this?
A center for ants!
Try gasoline and throw them.
I'm going to, because I went out there this morning. I didn't have time because I was running late. And I get out there this morning, and the ants are back!
No, you know
what? Damn ants!
Oh, no, Brian! Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, we are gonna have ants!
You can buy stuff. There's granules you can buy.
I don't want granules! I've got poison!
Poison!
This may be more than one colony. They've already signed treaties against me.
It's difficult to tell from this vantage point whether they will consume the captive Earthman or merely enslave them. One thing is for certain, there is no stopping them. The ants will soon be here. And I, for one, welcome our new insect overlords. I'd like to remind them that as a trusted TV personality, I can be helpful in rounding up others to toil in their underground sugar caves.
Boars and Bernstein.
Yeah.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Boris and Bernstein show, and we had spent the first couple hours talking some basketball because of the unheard of, nearly impossible availability of a 24-year-old stud, and whether or not the Bulls could possibly be in contention for his services if the Sacramento Kings feel the situation there is untenable, unmanageable, which I think it certainly is. But we move on to something else now, and that is the fact that the Blackhawks are just as busy as the Cubs are right now when we're looking at moves to be made, and theirs are more out of necessity. So the question is, how's it going?
Boy, it's a quick turnaround, isn't it? I mean, it was just a week ago that the season finished with a Stanley Cup celebration. Here you are, you're Stan Bowman. And you got a lot to do. The GMs are meeting in Vegas today. They'll meet for a couple of days there. They'll probably set up most of what they're going to do for the draft on Friday. When a lot of moves will happen, that's when picks are moved. NHL GMs love their picks. They want their picks. He's going to try to get some picks. But the big news today is the cap is officially announced at $71.4 million. For the Hawks, though, Dan, it's not going to be 71.4. I've been told that you got to knock about 800,000 off of that.
Okay.
I didn't ask why. I assume it's LTI, probably related to Kane, or maybe bonuses, whatever. I didn't
LTI.
Ask. Long-term injury.
Okay.
Actually, there was some conversation. During the playoffs, I talked to a guy who said that they believe the Hawks knew all along that Kane was going to be back right at the start of the playoffs, and that three-month thing was all subterfuge so that they could say, they could use LTI and say that he wasn't going to be back till the end of the season. That allowed them to get Vermette, which was huge. So figure 800,000 less. If you add Brandon Saad in at about 6 million, and I suppose he could take less than that, but he'd be a fool to do so, because if he waits till July 1st, there's going to probably be a big offer sheet for him. By the way, the San Jose Sharks have $17 million to spend. And you know how Doug Wilson likes to stick it to Stan Bowman.
So what does he do? Does he sign him to an offer sheet?
Well, he might, but they'll get him signed before that. They're not going to wait till July 1st. They'll get that done. But let's assume for the sake of argument that it's $6 million. You're basically at the cap already for next year. And that's with like 8-4 and two goalies. So, I mean, that's a lot to do.
So what's the market now? If you're trying to move Sharp and Bickle, that's what everybody, right. There's no secrets here.
There is no market for Bickle unless you're going to probably pay at least half of his salary, which you'd probably be willing to do. But that other half remains on your cap. They might have to do something similar with Sharp. I don't, look, again.
But that doesn't really help you then. Then there's other moves. Then other guys have to go to make up the difference, right?
Right. You still, that's with none of the restricted sign. That's with Saad sign, but not Marcus Kruger, not Desjardins, who they like, not with any of the unrestricteds. A guy like Brad Richards says he's willing to stay for much less than market value. He did it once.
He's made a ton of money in his career.
Sounds like he wants to do it again. Yeah, I mean, his last contract was like $55 million, I think, or something like that. So he loves Kane. Kane loves him. He wasn't very good during the regular season. He wasn't even very good during the playoffs. He was good, I would say, the last 10 games of the playoffs. Brad Richards was pretty good. So they might do that again. Look, if he's willing to take $800,000 or $1 million, then they'll bring him back. But right now, they don't have any room for anything. During the summer, you can go up to $77 million. You can go over it for a period of 7 days. But you have to get back to that.
That's just to allow you to make other moves.
To do
though, right?
Things,
it gives you a cushion. It's like when you have a $2,000 overdraw in your checking account. Where they'll give you just a little bit of help while you get stuff figured out.
Yeah, they might give you 24, 48 hours.
Right.
The NHL will give you until opening night. But you can only go... You cannot go above 77. If you do, you have 7 days to get back under 77 for the summer. You have to start thinking, though, what if, and I'm sure they've done this, what if you can't move Bickle? What if you can't move Sharp? You have to start thinking about other things.
Crawford?
Crawford has a big number. You like Darling as an organization.
And they've always had issues with Crawford. They've always had little things with him where they think he's kind of a goof.
And I like Corey Crawford. I mean, he's won two Stanley Cups. He was their best player in the Stanley Cup final, just as he was 2 years ago. He stole two games out of the first four when they, easily could have been down 3-1 or even finished at that point. But you have to start thinking about that. Brent Seabrook is unrestricted after next season. They love him. They don't want to even think about something like that. But and the market for him would be enormous. They have told, basically, unlike what they did with Kevin Hayes a year ago when they would not promise Kevin Hayes a job, And that's the reason you lost a 6'5", 220-pound number two center that you drafted but couldn't sign because they couldn't promise him a job, and he ended up in New York where he played very well. Unlike last summer, they're telling every young player out there on the market, we have jobs, and we got lots of them. I mean, this Mike Riley from Minnesota, a lot of people think they're going to get him. They've told him the same thing. Zach Hyman from Michigan, who they can't sign until August 15th. There's another guy they've told, look, there's a job here for you. They have basically told every young player who's available, we got lots of jobs. You'll have a chance to get a job, and they're going to have plenty of guys out there who will come here and who will have a chance to win a job. It's going to be a really, really interesting week. I'm not saying they can't trade Sharp. I'm just saying the assumption that it's easy is absurd. He's going to be 34. His skills have diminished. I still like, you put him with good players, he's still going to play good for you. Put him with bad players, he's going to score 16 goals or whatever it was.
And I read something that Jen Lute Costella did about looking graphically and metrically in Sharp's scoring decline. Their offense this year and what he was asked to do in the offense took him out of the job right, where he was more comfortable, which was sort of gravitating to slack water areas and then with that quick release, firing opportunistically when the puck found him or when they found him on the backside of plays. When he was in the middle of the ice, often in congested areas, he's not at his best.
I've said to you many times, what's the, what